Hi, this is Rachel bringing you this week's Transformation Conversation. And I want to talk today about how you may be overthinking your marketing strategy. Last week in the conversation, we talked about how to overcome your fear of being visible. And I touched on it in there that we can really be overthinking the marketing piece. And what happens when we do that is marketing is something that actually stops us getting our message out, as opposed to supporting us in growing our business, reaching more people, making more money, having more impact. So I want to talk about why you may be overthinking it and where I've had some real personal breakthroughs in this area, and also helping my clients do the same. How I think of it is, and I've heard this concept, and I can't really give any particular person credit for it because I've heard it a few different times from my mentors. I'm not sure who originally came up with this metaphor, but it's cracking. It's a really good one. So because I like to use the theme of, I guess because I work in the online world, I like to use the theme of the computer equipment, the software, the hardware, how our human psychology is similar to that in a way, then this really resonates with me. So I hope it will be helpful for you too. And it's like we have, I think of it as in our head, in our minds, we have a front office and we have a back office. And the front office is crammed full of files. And in those files, we've got all of the strategies and all of the ideas and all of the techniques and all of the intellectual stuff and the concepts and the expertise and all of the things that we've collected over the years from all of our studying and upskilling and listening to all the mentors and learning with them and investing in all the courses and doing all the endless stuff. So we've got a lot of stuff in our front office. And if you haven't particularly studied marketing and business and you're new to this world, or, you know, you're interested in this because you want to get more out of your marketing, but you're not necessarily an entrepreneur, then it doesn't really matter because we all have a front office and it's just crammed full with all that stuff that we already know, stuff that we have already learned. We've already consumed the information and we've filed it in our front office. And what happens is in that front office is not much space because it's, you know, imagine a filing cabinet where it's really crammed in tight. It's like it's all just shoved in there, right? I just think actually of my computer and the amount of files and stuff that I keep saving on it. It's a bit like that in my head. So that's the front office. The back office, on the other hand, has a lot of space. It's very spacious. And if you've been listening to the other transformation conversations and following me along on this fearless journey, then you may already be familiar with a concept that I use a lot of, the streaming Wi-Fi. And that is simply that we're connected as humans to something bigger than ourselves, whether we call it universal mind, God, inspiration, whatever you want to call it. I think of it as that we're connected 24/7 to this streaming Wi-Fi. And because we overthink things and we have a lot of busy-mindedness, like our thinking is going at such a fast pace that sometimes we literally can't think straight, that's when we miss that connection. And that's what I refer to a lot in the three principles work, which underpins what I'm doing and what I'm talking about here, as the principle of mind, where we're connected. So when your back office isn't connected, it doesn't feel connected. It's because you've just got this busy-mindedness going on and you're missing the connection. You're missing that lovely flow feeling. You're missing the ability to get online and have those fresh ideas come into your head. And it's sort of like I was saying to a client today, it's a little bit like when you've got loads of windows open on your computer and you're just trying to do too many things at once, and you end up many times, right, not being able to do any of it because you either your computer crashes, it jams, you get that dreaded, I call it the color wheel of death on the computer. Well, I don't know if you get it on other computers, but on my Mac you get this color wheel and it's just like, oh no, not the color wheel. And that color wheel, that spinning color wheel that won't move, is a little bit like this filing system in your head. It gets really jammed up with your busy thoughts. You're going so fast, you can't access your own creativity. And that's what happens when we overthink our marketing strategy. I'm really seeing this more clearly now. Marketing can look and feel really hard because we've got so much crappy thinking about it. And the marketing itself may not be that complex. Many times it's not that complex. You get a strategy, you implement it. It either goes well or it doesn't. You sort of look at your figures and have some certain things to track, like how many people sign up for something, how many people buy something, how many people open your emails, that kind of thing. And it's fairly simple to track, but we have all this crappy thinking around it that we sometimes completely miss where we could be more effective in our marketing, and we actually really just start to sabotage our own marketing strategies because we're so in our own way. I know that again, I'm always talking about getting in our own way. And so I just wanted to just kind of share that with you, so you've got that picture of what you may be doing to yourself, how you're getting in your own way with that thing of your files in your head, and it's all crammed too tight and you've just got too many thoughts spinning fast, so you can't see clearly what your marketing strategy could be. And it may be that you've just got too many things spinning and too many things that you're trying to get your head around and get skillful at, and then it just feels really, really hard and heavy. So I'm going to talk a lot more about this. I talk about marketing, business, and all things really to do with improving our experience of life and business, being more creative, being more visible. These are the topics that I'm really, really passionate about. So in my new Phyllis Transformation Club, we are going to be having our monthly special class, and it will be on the topic of marketing, marketing with heart and integrity, because that's so important for entrepreneurs and leaders. And in fact, today, everybody needs to know how to market. Like, everybody's their own brand today with Facebook and social media. You know, you can't kind of really escape it that well if you want to be visible in any kind of project. So if you'd like to find out more about that, I'd love it if you'd come over and check out the Fearless Transformation Club, see if it might be a fit for you. It's a sacred space where you can learn more about this fearless approach really to life and how to be more effective and just have more of a good time doing whatever it is you want to do in the world. So if you go to www.rachelhenker.com/fearless club, we've got all the details there. There's also a contact box. If you've got any questions, just shoot us an email and we'll get back to you. And if you're hearing this after the time of the live class, it doesn't matter because there's a content bank of classes. So I hope to be speaking to you very soon. I hope this has helped you. Thank you.